Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 63. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 33. Tonight, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Seward County Community College has announced that they are receiving their $1.2 million in new federal funding in Liberal, Kansas. As KSN News reports that the funding is coming from the Department of Labor as part of a new line item in the Labor, Health, and Human Services bill that was put in place by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. They say the program that is expanding is their truck driving program. As they say, according to the Seward County Community College, that their CDL program has been increasing for several years, leading to a current waiting list for the program. Back in 2021, the university did receive a $1.81 million grant from the state to expand their CDL and diesel technician programs. As Brad Bennett, the president of the Seward County Community College, said, quote, "We are excited about the impact that this program can have in our community and everywhere truck drivers are needed. Senator Moran's support for our vision underscores the way this can change the game for individuals, business and industry, and communities in our service area."
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
One of the final bills passed out of the state legislature for 2024 here in Kansas has officially named the state's official heritage railroad in the state. KSNT News reports the bill named the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad as the state's official heritage railroad and their stem locomotive, the Santa Fe 3415, as the official state locomotive. The bill was introduced by State Representative Scott Hill of the Abilene area, saying that the bill advanced through committees, gaining approval in both the Kansas House and Senate, and now sits at the governor's desk for her to sign, which is expected to happen. The company of ANSF President General Manager Ross Balling did release a statement saying, quote, "It's indeed an honor. Our organization was founded 3 decades ago on the idea of preserving the legacy of railroads as builders of our state. It's great to make our mission an official Kansas tradition. More importantly, this designation is a great recognition of our volunteers and the tens of thousands of hours they have dedicated to the ANSF." Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. 38-year-old Nebraska man Anthony Ruinard Jr. has been indicted in the death of an 18-year-old Nebraska man who was stabbed, dismembered, and burned beyond recognition in a remote area of Arizona last year. Ruinard has been charged with felony counts of second-degree murder and abandonment or concealment of a dead body. He was originally arrested for the case last July and charged with first-degree murder and other counts. Another news, 41-year-old Grand Island woman Hoden Farah has been placed under arrest after police say she attempted to kill two workers at at the USAID pharmacy. During the incident, she was saying that she planned to choke the workers until they died after originally visiting the pharmacy and leaving upset. A call was placed to the National Suicide Hotline from Farah. The police department says that officers showed great restraint by not using deadly force. Farah also attempted an escape before officers arrived. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week and approved administrative personnel changes. Janine Debley moving to elementary principal. She'd been assistant principal and instructional coach. Jason Wheeler will move from elementary principal to assistant principal and activities director. No change was announced for Cole Fredrickson, who holds that post junior-senior high. Michael Downard was hired as special education teacher. School board approved adopting a clay target shooting sports program spring of next year. Fundraisers will be planned to help defray expenses, estimated at $300 to $400 for each participant who will provide their own shotgun. The program is sanctioned through the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Dealer Odell will join Beatrice Public Schools in a cooperative agreement for baseball next season. Perhaps five or six players have indicated interest, and an initial two-year period has been designated. Beatrice School District has chosen Philip Voigt as high school principal, replacing Jason Sutter, who has resigned after 36 years in education. Voigt was assistant principal at Beatrice High. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will celebrate the 95th anniversary of the building Thursday, hosting a chamber and Main Street mixer, also open to the public 5:30 till 7 p.m. Ongoing restoration efforts continue, as the building is now used as a community event space and museum highlighting the railroad history in Marysville. Opening in 1929 as a passenger depot, it was designed by renowned architect Gilbert Stanley Underwood, who designed a number of Union Pacific properties, including the Overland Station in Topeka and the Union Station in Omaha. Abilene has a depot similar to Marysville. Underwood also went on to design a number of national park lodges. His work will be highlighted during the open house Thursday with a special display, All Roads to the West, which is in Marysville for a limited time engagement. Public encouraged to visit the depot Thursday evening, 5:30 till 7 p.m. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, including cheese, ground beef, and chicken drumsticks. This distribution is for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Harvesters Community Food Network will distribute commodities in Axtell Friday at noon at 6th and Elm. Commodities will be distributed in Washington Saturday beginning 9:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Annual Spring Health Fair is Saturday at Community Memorial Health Care in Marysville, with a $30 blood profile and $15 men's PSA test offered 6 to 10 a.m. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church will host a free will donation breakfast buffet in the church hall, open Saturday to the public as well from 6 to 10 a.m. 64th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at Hedstrom Hall in Marysville. Check-in begins at 7 a.m. Prom is Saturday at Frankfort, the promenade at 5:30, and Axtell High School also has prom Saturday. Marysville Area Community Theater spring play, The Secret Garden, will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 8, with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School auditorium. St. John's Catholic School at Hanover annual benefit auction is Saturday evening in the school gym. Brian Tobins with Bike Across Kansas will be our public affairs guest this weekend as he talks about the annual event coming up in June, which will include an overnight stop in Frankfort this year on June 17th. Tune for the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Norman W. Losey, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Losey. Vern R. Sonny Cothran, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sonny Cothran. Gloria A. Sheets, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Services to be announced at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gloria Sheets. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, baked potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and apricots. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Northwest winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine and calmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny and a bit breezy into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Then staying mostly clear and breezy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s, southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine and even warmer into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, and staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, and more showers likely Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature mid-April, 65, record high on this date, 92. The average low, 41, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:55. It's 43 degrees, clear skies. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 11th of April. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. Top prospect Jackson Holliday made his major league debut for the Orioles last night. He didn't make his first big league base hit, but drove in a run with a ground out in the O's 7-5 win over the Red Sox. Holliday speaking after the game on his first game in the bigs.
Obviously, I would have liked to gotten a few hits, but I mean, the overall experience was pretty incredible tonight to be able to go out there and win and have an RBI. I mean, it's pretty awesome just to be here.
Wednesday was National Siblings Day, and the Naylor brothers celebrated together, hitting home runs in the same inning, each going yard in the fourth inning of the Guardians' 7-6 win over the White Sox. Younger brother Bo hitting a walk-off single to right in the bottom of the 10th. He said after the game that playing with his brother is a dream come true.
Every time I'm in the locker room, I get to be able to hang out with my brother. It's a new special moment. Every time I'm out there on the field, you know, end of inning, I get to throw a ball over to him. It's special.
Elsewhere, the Royals extended their league-best winning streak to 6, crushing the Astros 11-2. The Marlins over the Yankees in the Bronx 5-2, and the Rangers beat the A's 6-2. Update in the gambling scandal involving Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter, a source confirming to ESPN that Ippe Mizuhara is facing federal charges related to his alleged theft of millions of dollars from the slugger. NBA, the Nuggets took sole possession of the one seed in the West by handling the Timberwolves 116-107. Nikola Jokic led all scorers with 41 points. The Thunder beat the Spurs 127-89 and are now tied with the Wolves for the two seed. The Mavs over the Heat 111-92, which allowed the idle Knicks to clinch a playoff spot. Tiger Woods makes his return to the fairway today, the Masters teeing off at Augusta. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as things wrapped up yesterday, it was quite a bit of pressure in the livestock, closely lower numbers all across the board, and mixed in the grain. Soybeans had some trouble. However, wheat had a whale of a day. We'll get to that in just a moment. But finishing numbers for yesterday in the livestock, the cattle market certainly feeling some pressure. April live cattle, which the contract is soon to expire, finished yesterday down $1.62 at $179.07. June down to $172.85. That was a loss of $2 on the day. Triple digit losses in the feeder cattle markets as well. The April contract losing 242 at the close yesterday, down to 238.27. May down 292 to 236.52. Mixed in the hogs, mostly lower, however. April did finish up $1.15 to 91.75, but May and beyond all in the red. May down 222 at 96.55. Again, as I mentioned yesterday, it was mostly higher for both corn and wheat here through the overnight session. We see the wheat markets kind of giving up some of yesterday's gains. It was a double digit day, and May Kansas City wheat currently down a half a cent at 5.93 3/4, but July's up a quarter at 5.88. Corn market slightly higher this morning. May corn up 1 3/4 to 4.36. July's up 2.5 to 4.48 1/4. And the oats a bit higher this morning as well. May oats up 3 3/4 to 3.41 1/2. Soybeans, as mentioned, were a bit lower yesterday, trending down here this morning as well through the overnights. May soybeans down 4.5 currently at 11.60 1/4 cents. July to 11.73 1/2. That's down 4.5. The meal is slightly higher. May soy meal up 150 to 3.32 40. However, soy oil down 73 points at 46.87. Cotton also weaker again. May cotton down 59 points to 84.72. Energy market sees a mixed morning. Crude oil down 37 cents at 85.84 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up half a penny to 2.79 a gallon. Heating oil down 2 to 2.68. And natural gas down slightly at 1.87. April gold's up 460 to $2,334.20 per ounce. May silver up 2 to 2807. Sam Speck on the MidAmerica Ag Network.
Hayden Outdoors Real Estate will be selling 190 acres rolling Nebraska pasture land with exceptional recreational and cattle production opportunity Thursday, April 18th. Property located 3.5 miles northwest of Fairbury. Majority native grassland, hardwood, and cedar tree habitats with excellent fencing and a new solar well centrally located on the property. View the auction listing at HaydenOutdoors.com or contact listing broker Gene Bach, 402-520-5140. Online auction opens April 15th. Live auction Thursday, April 18th, starts 10 a.m. on the Bricks in February. Sale pending seller confirmation with close in 30 days or less.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Champions Livestock Judging Camp helps develop experienced youth looking to improve their evaluation and oral reasons abilities. K-State Livestock Judging Coach Peyton Dahmer explains the level of skill and kind of evaluator this camp caters to.
Our judging camps are really designed for those, you know, students that have a little bit of a prior experience with livestock evaluation, but are looking to take their skills to the next level. So maybe they're looking to qualify for a state competition, or maybe they've already done that and they're looking to go to a national competition. We allow those campers to come in. We cover all species and really try to hone in on more than just some of the basic fundamentals, but really start to work on more advanced things like oral reasons, and helping get those campers ready for some of those big competitions. We typically set our kind of minimum age, if you will, at 14, knowing that we may have some 10-year-olds that have multiple, you know, contests under their belt. And so we kind of let that be up to the participant as to what they detail their experience level as.
He relays the merit of attending the camps.
A lot of students get a ton of value out of these camps, you know, whether they are going on to collegiate livestock judge or not. Obviously, they want to be successful in their FFA CDEs or at their 4-H state competitions. But more than anything, some of the skills that livestock judging develops, regardless of their end goal, I think is important. And so we really hone in on, you know, try to keep things very industry relevant at our camps. We get to see a lot of livestock and focus a lot on oral reasons, which is probably one of the most beneficial things for those kids. Public speaking is a big fear for a lot of young people, and so really getting to work on that for 3 days helps them tremendously.
Dahmer discusses registration details for the livestock judging camps.
Registration for both of our camps, Camp 1 is held June 3rd through the 5th. That's a Monday through Wednesday. Camp 2 will be held June 10th through the 12th, another Monday through Wednesday of the following week. Registration for both of those will open up April 1st. And so this is a first-come, first-served camp. We cap both camps at 70 participants. And so once we reach that 70 mark, we will have to close them. For each participant, it is a $350 registration fee. That covers, obviously, their participation in the camp, as well as all of their housing. And so we're lucky to work with K-State Housing and Dining to allow those students to be housed here on campus. That's included in that registration fee, as well as all of their meals while they're here at the camp. And then a K-State Livestock Judging Steno to utilize while they're here.
That was K-State Livestock Judging Coach Peyton Dahmer on the upcoming Champions Livestock Judging Camps being held at Kansas State University on June 3rd through the 5th and June 10th through the 12th. Learn more at www.asi.k-state.edu under the Extension tab. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Big sale today. It's calf special, 2,600 early consignments. Include 35 mixed steers and heifers weighing 300 to 500 pounds, 25 weighing 3 to 6, 45 black Charolais steers and heifers weighing 3 to 6, 25 red steers and heifers, 325 to 450. 20 black and red steers and heifers weighing 3.5 to 5. 45 black steers and heifers, 3.5 to 5. 80 black and Charlie steers and heifers weigh 375 to 5. 35 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 375 to 550. 30 black steers and heifers, 375 to 6. 20 weighing in at 4 to 5. 6 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 4 to 5. 85 black steers and heifers, 4 to 550. 15 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 550 with 60 weighing in at 4 to 6. 50 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 63 black and red steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 18 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 105 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 4 to 600 pounds. 15 Charlie Cross steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 20 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 12 weighing 4 to 6 and 13 weighing 4 to 6. 31 Charlie black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6 and a quarter. 140 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 650. 115 Charlie Cross black steers and heifers, 425 to 675. 15 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 10 mixed steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 35 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6. 15 weighing 4.5 to 6. 50 weighing 4.5 to 6. And 60 weighing 4.5 to 6. 30 red steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6. 30 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 650. 28 mixed steers and heifers, 4.5 to 650. 12 red steers at 475. 15 black steers and heifers, 500 pounds. 10 Hereford steers and heifers, 5 to 5.5. 16 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. Another 31 at 5 to 6. 16 black heifers weighing 5 to 6. 30 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. Another lot of 8. 40 black steers at 5 to 6. 45 black and Charlie steers and heifers, 5.5 to 650. 65 black and white face steers and heifers, 5.5 to 675. 50 black and white face yearling heifers, 575 to 650. 15 black replacement quality heifers weigh 6.5 to 8. 15 black steers and heifers, 700 pounds. 80 black and red yearling heifers, 775. And 28 black yearling steers and heifers weigh 8 to 950. Those are the early consignment listings. Big sale today. Cool cows sell at 9:30 at Marysville Livestock, Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY and 43 degrees this hour. Winds pick up today. A little bit cooler, seasonal highs, middle 60s on tap.
Were you around on April 11th of 1954? If you were, you probably wouldn't remember it. We'll tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 11th, the 102nd day of the year. Fashion designer Oleg Cassini was born on this day, and 54 years ago, Apollo 13 lifted off from Cape Kennedy. 16 years prior to that event, April 11th of 1954, may have been the most boring day of the 20th century. That's according to a historian who developed a computer algorithm to account for notable events, famous births and deaths, milestones in sports, the arts, politics, and more. The conclusion? Nothing of significance happened on that day. The researcher does concede that boring is a subjective term and that a more accurate description would be uneventful. Either way, we'd be just fine with a few more uneventful days like that April 11th in the 1950s. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball may be over across the state of Kansas for this season, but that doesn't mean we're not gearing up for the 2024 and 25 basketball season already, as Kansas State women's team has announced that Ioka Lee will be returning to be the center again for the K-State women's basketball season.
I texted Beck and Gabby first, and I was like, you know, I loved our senior night so much. I just wanted to have another. And then my teammates, I was just like, you know, I think we need to get a conference championship.
I think Yoki's one of those players that going into next year that will have an opportunity to be the face of women's basketball. Certainly you look at Beckers and you look at Juju Watkins, and Yoki's certainly in that category.
Lee does hold the program's record for career blocks, rebounds, and double-doubles for the team. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blasky, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.